Yeah, it's actually a very interesting story, and I suppose it's a story of a family who were just caught up in this whole COVID thing and had really nowhere to go at that stage. They were travelling to Ireland, to the northwest of the country, and they'd taken a six month leave, holiday leave, from Belgium to come here. And I think they came into Larne, and they went around the coast, and they were in Fannad, and they were in different areas. And as the time went on, obviously there was more and more restrictions, and there was more and more worrying things occurring. And they found themselves in a position whereby anywhere they went to try and rent, they couldn't rent because of the COVID restrictions. There was no Airbnb. There was, you know, there was nothing like that for them. So they had a camper van, very self-sufficient, to be fair to them, and all of the rest of it. But on late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, they arrived down at Fintre Beach, and they down in the car park there, and they stayed there for the day. And I think as the day went on, people started to get very, very restless about this strange camper van that was down at the beach. And, you know, with everybody thinking of the restrictions, what's this person doing here? They shouldn't be here. So a wee bit of unease started to build up, and people got very, very worried and upset about this. And indeed, the family then got a bit upset because they felt that they were being, you know, alienated to a degree, and they were tucked away in a corner and a little bit afraid to kind of come out. So the Gardaí then visited them because there was obviously a complaint made, and the Gardaí were told then by the family that they had been holidaying in Ireland, and that there was, this was almost their third month, and they had nowhere to go. It was like a domino effect, because they were supposed to stay in another house somewhere else, and then that house then couldn't be let out because of this, and everything just got into a mess on them. So anyway, eventually, long story short, people started, when I put up the post then to say, look, they are kind of stranded. They don't have anywhere to go. There's a 2 kilometre rule. You know, until their destination is given to them, they can't move. So betwixt and between, a lot of people, in fairness to them, came forward. There was offers from everywhere, from Armagh to Portnew to Ardrah to Killybegs. And everywhere, people were so, so good at offering them a place to stay, accommodation for them, you know, in different campsites or whatever it might have been. But in fairness to the family, as I say, they were very private, very nice, lovely, 3 kids, very much wanted to keep to themselves, didn't want to annoy anybody. So eventually, anyway, yesterday evening, they were talking to the local Garda, and they had said that their accommodation now was sorted, where they were moving on to. And they just thanked everybody for their support, and they headed on their merry way, just caught up in this whole thing. It's just a pity. But they said they had a lovely experience, that the countryside is beautiful, and they've just they've moved on now. They've another, 2.5 months or so to spend here. Where they go next, I don't know, but they will be very restricted, and it's a holiday that they'll never forget.
And you did mention that a private site has been made available for them for the foreseeable. I suppose, how long is a piece of string for, you know, allowing them to stay there? But certainly, has that private site been made available locally, or is it elsewhere?
It was made locally. We sourced it locally. We couldn't let them remain on the car park at the beach, because you're not allowed camper vans down there anyway. So they were kind of, they didn't know that they were breaking any rules or anything, so we needed to get them moved off that site. So we found one quite close by, and it was ideal. And they were very happy. And to be fair, they were offered, you know, they were offered barbecues, they were offered tuna fish. People were so good to them. But as I say, they were perfectly, you know, perfectly well to do. There was no issue with them. They had plenty of food themselves. But I think people then probably felt really bad at the fact that they were kind of, in a sense, being alienated for a little while, because people just didn't know, and they had a natural fear in them. And then when they realised that there was 3 children and a mum and a dad, and they were just a normal family caught up in all of this, that people then started to feel real empathy for them.